before, people have ha'aretz, especially ha'aretz to go against what I said, that's the best kind of ha'aretz. Otherwise, it's just a yes man. So someone explained yesterday, he thinks that my metzias is wrong. I'm a Torah b'dvar mishnah mamish. So I'm asking, I'm deputizing the entire married population in the room to try to find out if, in fact, what the metzias really is. I mentioned that, as far as I could tell, women who have a period in the middle of the night don't wake up. Sometimes maybe they do wake up. As a matter of fact, we can find out. I look around, from everybody in the room, but I see quite a few married people in the room. So I'm asking you to all, I'm deputizing all to find out if what the facts are, number one. And number two, it was contended that, and again, the facts are wrong, that women have an ability to feel a ziva zavalach bisnim, all the way in the cervical area, to be able to comprehend this. Again, I'm deputizing the whole married oilam in the room to find out what the facts are. If the facts are wrong, then the halacha is wrong. I was just told to varmish. Okay, fine. Again, I appreciate all ha'aretz both during the shiur and after the shiur, especially the ones that contest what I said. Those are the best ha'aretz. Yes?
Did Rebbe say there are
no nerves closed their arteries? No. All the way, my doctor told me that, assuming for the moment that the critical point is the Bein HaShinayim, the court of many parts of the Chavos Das Beinayim, is in the middle of the cervical canal, people just don't feel anything there. I'm happy to be corrected. Yes.
If that's what the Badi Ashokhan was referring to, he wasn't saying that.
Listen, it all depends on the fact. We have a large population in the room. Many people are Baruch Hashem happily married. They can, in a nice way, as a favor, ask that question and get a straightforward answer. And you'll tell me tomorrow. We'll have to see what emerges. About time. On that Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Toshma. Isha shi osa trochel v'ros adam. Rimeya says, Im omedes tmeyam yoshevet tahorah. Perhaps the problem of this sugya we'll discuss in the Nun Testament base, which really is the source. But hey, Chidon, Idi Argusha Yosheves Amai Tahora. Why is she Tahora? She's Argusha, because presumably it was a real Riyasan. Ela Labdal Argusha, the Katani nonetheless. Omed is Tameh. From the Olam, the Argusha. The Emor Hagoshes Mei Raglayim Havoy. So Omed is Hodor. Details, and details. But the key word is the argusha ve'emar hagoshes meraglayim havoy. So what does that mean? The simple pshat in the Gemara, the argusha means yes, she experienced that argusha of which we've been discussing the last few days, which is shot in the Gemara, the Psara, Shatak, and Psara. Take your pick of four or five selections, whatever it happened to be. She felt that. But she made a mistake, and what it really is not the Hargosha's Dhamma she's accustomed to, but rather the Hargosha's Dhamma she's accustomed to, in this particular case, can be attributed not to the Dham, but rather to the Meragla. That's the Poshim shot in the Gemara. The next Poshim are the same. What does that mean, Agusha? Poshim Shat? The regular Agusha, she feels every month the typical sensation. The Amor, but she made a mistake. Agusha's Eid Havoy. In other words, she thought it was really Agusha's. She felt the normal monthly feeling of her typical flow. But this particular time, that very same agosha is really not to be attributed to the dam, but rather the result of the aid itself, the cloth that she inserts to examine herself internally. So therefore, moshuch vada miguf also, and ogul is tor. That's what it says. Now, Rashi says, the argusha. Bishas Tadika, the Ogul Lahaki Tar, why? The olam, the emor hagoshes eid havoy, shetzi arasa bedikas ha'eid. In other words, she made a mistake. Really, there was no hagoshes dam. She thought there was, but there really wasn't. So what is that pain she felt? No, the tsar, the pressure of the bedikas ha'eid that she said, we'll get to it later, the aid is supposed to be placed on the walls of the vaginal walls to check the b'chorin of the stocking. So the pressure she put on that part of the body by the aid, which is in her finger, that itself can feel similar to the hagasha that she experiences when the dam normally comes. She confused the two. She thought it was hagasha as adam, and the reality was it was hagasha as her aid. Any questions before we go any further? Okay. So there's a big discussion here in the poskim. What exactly are we talking about? The Pashup Shah in the Gemara is what I just told you, that there was a Hagosha Sam. She asked her, did you feel it not? She'll say yes. But she made a mistake. In what sense did she make a mistake? She really was Hagosha's aid. Well, I asked her a shout, if this Shah in the Gemara is correct, what will happen if there was no Hargoshas Tam? There was no Hargoshas Tam. She asked, do you feel dumb? Do you feel? No. Yet, she in fact examines herself internally with an Eid Bedikah. Would it be a problem? Would it not be a problem? Would there be a Chashash Hargosh? Would there be no Chashash Hargosh? Poshup Shah in the Gemara.
No.
No way. No way. The whole Gemara is discussing a case in which she claimed she had a Hargosha's dam, and we are going to be megil and say, you know, she mixed it up. It's not really Hargosha's dam, it's really Hargosha's aid, and therefore the details are going to vary. Ogul, Moshech, whatever the specific details are, which is not our main concern right now. This is the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Okay? So now we have to discuss the following Shaila. What's the halacha of a woman who examines herself with a cloth, with an aid bedika, and she sees on the aid bedika a tiny speck of blood? A tiny speck of blood. Let's review. When there's a kesem, we already spoke about it before, a kesem, take a look on the Gemara over here on that Nun Chesem at Bay, just briefly. Nun Chesem at Bay is towards the bottom. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about the Tola B'choldavish Yechola Litlos. We have this called Tlias. We assume it came from somewhere else. After all, there's no shadow of Doraisa, so it can be Tola. Ad Kama Yitola Ad Kigris. Right, so this is the famous shear of Kigris. Kigris V'od, the Gemara talks about. Until that amount of size, we have a right to be lenient. So Rashi Kigris, the Mishnah, Avol Tfei Mihachi Ein Dam Alkolos Kolkat Godol Uvahachi Miyat Talia. So until a Kigris, she can be told that, because it can be dependent, came from above. Larger than that, not. Any more comments on that over here at the bottom of the Chesem Beis, Kigris for Oath, etc., etc. This is as far as a Kesem is concerned. Okay, fine. That's a Kesem. What about a woman does a bedika? She does a bedika. What's it in? She'll find on the bedika cloth less than the size of a kigris. So the Gemara has not nun tesem and aleph. Gemara talks about it based upon the Mishnah. Mot is Mashuch Tameh, and the Gemara says Mashuch Kol Shehu Tameh. Gemara says, when is this be'ed? Avol v'kesem lo. So Rashi says the last Rashi in the Perek. Yom Rabbalata Mashuch Vayim Yigufa Asa be'ed Shebodekes Bo. Avol v'kesem Shachaluka Kegris Vod Be'ina. So an aid bedika does not require a kigris to make a sur. We all know this. Most people know this. You can marry, you hopefully you know it. And a woman who does an eight bedik and finds a drop of blood, it's already no good. Fine. Why? So Rashi says, again, Vadai migufa us. So let's go, takes us right back to where we started. If the maskanas Rashi, as Rav Tara says, there's no need for any hargasha. The only thing that you need is a Vadai migufa. And when Shmuel said originally, and said at the beginning, so all he meant was that Tagash Rebsor is an indication that it's Vada Migufa. But that's single and sole criteria. So we understand very well. Woman inserts the Vadikvot with a finger into the body. It's Vada Migufa Ka'asi. So therefore, even one speck of blood is going to be Osir. It has to be. The only leniency is if it's a case of a Kes. But we're not sure where it's coming from. So let's assume like we had before. No matter what, now midrabanan, it's only a chumra midrabanan. So the only mamachmer can grist vod or more of what we have a leniency be told of the kesef. That's all great, but what will happen if you adopt a more traditional point of view, namely that Shmuel's original halacha really stands as a requirement midaraisa for hargasha? So why in the world should the Gemara tell us over here in the Testament Aleph that even in the absence of Hargasha, presumably, that even a drop of blood on the B'dika cloth is a problem? This is the question I'm posing to you. One more time. If you reject Hargasha L'maisa, it's not even required, all you require is Vada Migufa, you understand very well, as Rashi seems to explain at the end of the parak, why even a drop of blood on a B'dika cloth is a problem. Because it's Vada Migufa, it just comes straight from the cloth. Since it's Vada Migufa, it's already a Shabbat Doraisa. Comes to Doraisa, there's no leniency, it's Doraisa. If you hold that there's no Din Doraisa, unless it's a Hargosha, so why is it the Gemara just seems to say beferish at the end of the parak that a Bedika cloth, even the Mashudam, renders the woman Asura? Why? Why? There was presumably no Hargosha, and if there's no Hargosha, we have a leniency of a Kesem up to the size of a Gris. Why can't that self same leniency apply even to a case of an eid bedik? That's the question. Yes?
Well, like what Rebbe just said, because really she did have hargasha, she was, while the cloth was in there, she was still.
A new Torah. This is the new Torah. The new. Yeah?
I just thought maybe. I don't know why Rebbe is assuming that it's the rest, and maybe what he's saying is that the Chacham only goes there on a Kesem. If it's on something that's not a
Bedika
cloth, if it's a
Bedika
cloth, then
there are bonus.
Some of it is
about the cloth, so I guess. Two beautiful answers, each one better than the next. But the big Machlekes, what Machlekes Taktainim here, Machlekes, it really goes back to Gedolim. Yeah. What's Pshat this Gemara? If a woman sees a speck of blood in an eight Bedika, so it's a Mefurash Gemara, she's a Surah. Why? On what level is there? Is it a level of a Daraisa? Or the level of the Rabban? This seems to be a large dispute, which is discussed again for those of the Shulchan Aruch. Open up, please, to the first of the Tara, where this comes up. Come on, the opening one. Cool, Pagim. Right at the beginning, it's cotton bays. So Achronim Herichu B'dinisha Shemot Adam Achar Tashmish. We didn't get to the Gemara of Tashmish yet. Much more common case. Oh, Achar B'dikas Eid below her Gisha. That's our case. She did a B'dikas Eid, didn't feel anything. What's the din? Imu Suffix Doraita. The name of Hodlo her Gisha Meshim the Sarva Agoshav Eidu or B'dikas Eidu. Agoshav Shamashu or B'dikas Eidu. O Nema, the Eino Ella Sveika the Rabbonim. The word Sveika the Rabbonim I find problematic. What is Sveika the Rabbonim? She's Asura the Rabbonim. No suffix. Chachamim Gazru. But okay. Roshim Adabram is there. What's his Rebbe? The Shev Yaakov. And it's based on Al-Gamar. The Olam the Argoshav, Eim Argoshav, Eidu, Hashamashu. So he says, Im Kain, Ibcha Gam Kain. Heicha de lo hirgisha lechumra, de lo olam hirgisha, ela di sava shargashas eidu o shamashu, I is Shom Shir Herich Arvik. Does anybody have, by the way, have a Chayodim here? A Chokmas Adam? This one go to the Beit Medrash, they have a Chokmas Adam. The ones to get it is one on Yichus Nida. Maybe two vials, I'm not sure. But, okay, if you don't mind, bring it to me. So, this is not Pshat in the Gemara. To my knowledge, there's no one who says Pshat in the Gemara that the Olam Shergisha means that she felt only the aid, and we think that she made a mistake and she really had a Gosha Stam. That's not the simple Pshat in the Gemara. The simple Pshat in the Gemara, as everyone in the room admitted, is she's the Argush. She felt a Gosha Stam. And we say she made a mistake and she really didn't feel like Agosha Tam, she only felt like Agosha Tam. But one can say that if you make a mistake in one direction, it's logical to assume you might make the same mistake in the other direction. As the Gemara can say, Pashup Shah the Gemara. She felt Dam. We're saying, nah, it's really an aid. So it's not so crazy to assume. She says, hey, it's really Dam. Right? Follow me? That's Pshat in the Gemara. But a result of our Gemara could be that the mistake can go in either direction. Uve emes, nela, mehem, all these gedolim, divriya, rasha, b'seva, mishmeret, habayit. In the case of Buk of Eitche and of Bodegla, quote, this is false. He says, ilu mishum nida, afilu b'kol shu hoya letame, the Alma, the Eid Baduk, Shnei Modim, Tafila Bekoshu Tmea Nida. That's our Gemara. Okay? Why? Skip a line or two. Divadai Mikufa Asa, that we know. And then he adds, Uvahar Gosha Asya, Ella de Kasavra, thank you very much. Ella de Kasavra, Har Gosha As Eidhi. Here's an interesting line. Kidisa beperakaroa. So he quotes Al Gemara. Says Al Gemara, it's vada in the case of an aid, vada migufasa, uba gosha asya, and the kasavra hargoshas aid he. Now that's Al Gemara, right? She's telling you, he's obviously quoting Al Gemara. Al Gemara says, right, Laolam de Argusha, right? The Amor, says the Gemara. Second. That's exactly what he's calling over here. Again, the Vada Megufas of Hagosha Asya, El the Kassar Hagosha's 80, Kirisa Perika Ro. Wait a minute, that's not what Agamara said. Agamara's friends against what she actually did experience Hagosha. And he's saying against what she only experienced Hagosha's 8. Says this Sidre Tara. I mean, Behedja Svarazu, Teheko the Vada Megufa Asya. The Ayadei B'digas A, Tmei Anidim and Atoru. Those look at the Gemara, that's Yudal, Yudches, that he quotes earlier, whether it's what's called Nida as opposed to Kesem, Nida presumably means Dorais. The Chazaka de Bahargosha Asya, Umashalov Yergisha de Svura Hargoshas Eidu, Mashenke and Demotza Kesem Bibgodim al Gabe Karka, Amina Kevin de Lower Yergisha, Eno Tmei Alamed Rabbonah. Should the lack of the mitzvah b'hatov b'agoshes eight, the nifta shloya de b'dika. This is a chiddush nifta l'chumra of the sidrei tara based upon the Rashba, the chokmas, the binas adam. Man, chokmas is somewhere over here. I gave out before. Find it. Oh, here it is. Binas adam klal kuf yud gimel siv katan ches. Klal Kuf Yud Gimel Sivkot. They're off. Those are one. Ma'am Akoma. So you can get somewhere other than the guy to say how to find it. Klal Yud Gimel Sivkot Mches. We discussed this matter very straightforwardly. Nachgor Im Dam Shenim Tzai De B'dika V'nidit Darai Solo. So he says, depends upon the Pshat in Agamara. What's Pshat? Is it mean Argasha Kepash to the Lishna? Shahisha Merish Gisha. Rakta Anu Omim Shetoas of Argosha Vitol Nafilu Lakula. Parentheses. Will the feed the Dafkik Shomeret Gisha? Avalim Gamma Isha Merish Lower Gisha? Lormin Klaus Shitoa. V'yein kan sofik klal. V'afilu hecha d'lekel chochel etar nami tor. That's a push-up shot in the Gemara. The whole sukkah is referring to a case where she said irgashti, and we're going to try to make kulis and say that, well, maybe you made a mistake. But she said lo irgashti, so there's lo irgashti, no problem. There's no argosha. Not even a shayla of argosha. In which case, clearly a bidikas aid with no argosha cannot possibly be a daraisa, assuming that you in fact require argosha lemaisa. O yeshlo madachi perusha. The yolam, the argosha, what's a loma? Afa pishi omer shalor gisha, anu omer shagisha. Raksha toasa. Whoa, that's a radical pshat now, sugya. I remember I took a poll yesterday. No one said this pshat. Maybe you want. Maybe you're just embarrassed to say it. Now you'll say, I really hold this. I really was afraid to say. I really held to it all along. Raise your hand if you really feel that way. I don't mind. He says the pshat of Gemara is liol of the agasha. She says no. We say yes. I mean, it's just not the simple reading of the words. Parentheses. Well, if he's there, we're called b'dikas afilu lo hergisha v'safik d'araisa. Amasher gisha ekan safik klal. Afilu nuchal little tlo talia. It's like it goes up a step. If this is pshat in the Gemara, so then if in fact she did have a hargosha, dam, then there's no coolest whatsoever. Because the only case discussed in the Gemara is where she felt no hargosha dam. And they bring rice from the Rambam. The Rambam writes, if a woman checked herself and found dam inside, her is a becheska shavua behargosha. And he goes on to say, with the very sofrim, etc. Rambam nechus perek test nechus yisurabiyah. So if from now on, with the very sofrim, what he said before is daraisa. So the Rambam holds that through a bediket, what we call a sfeika daraisa. So writes the crazy you placey. They don't have a crazy you placey here in this room? Okay. If you have one, it's worth bringing in. It's written by Rabbi Yonas and Avshit, the crazy you placey. And he says that based on the Rambam, it would be a suffix or a right. He does have one caveat, and that is his fault. He says that's only Shechnisa aid lepros or bezuar mina shesavar agoshes aid. All the way in, Avlam rakincha mibachutz. She just cleaned herself on the outside. Lo armina shetoa ba'agosha. Ulekach medayik Rambam v'kasav ubat gomata lifnim min aprozor lifnim. Right, so that's that means very far in. Let me take a look over here. Read the Rambam itself in its original. And Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Tes. V'im lo ergisha ubotka umotzo adam lefnim befrozdot. Those are the dear. Okay, we'll go into that now. There's a frangam at befrozdot. Okay. Harezeh becheska shebo b'argosha kemosha b'yarn. So what does that mean? What are the words? So the Pashup Shad is she has to have inserted the cloth with her finger far enough in that it can actually mask the Hargosha, which is supposed to take place again in a further area, further inside in the body. You already pointed out before that if the Hargosha is only external, it's unlikely, well, the Maharam Shik suggested, but it's unlikely that can count to Hargosha. It's too late already. The blood already exited the magic line between the in and the out, by Safnim and by Sachita. But the Pashup Shad and the Rambam is that Lefnim Befrozot means, maybe we should say it means the inner part of the Prozot, you know?
The Rambam anyway, no, that's Trump Rambam.
I understand. So therefore what?
So according to the Rambam, that Hagosha is Mitzadeh Gufa, right. How deep it goes is irrelative, because we're not talking about a temptation to diet.
You're making a good point. So that has to do a little bit with the Rambam's last word in the halacha. Harezeh becheskas shabo b'argosha kimo shebeyarno. Where beyarno? Who beyarno? Have to look through 8 prokem to find out what's beyarno. What does it mean kimo shebeyarno? Where's kimo shebeyarno? Where's kimo shebeyarno? Where was he mavayer this point? not completely clear what Kamosha Biyarna means. So it says in the side, Kamosha Biyarna, Ayin Sefer HaMapteach. Back over and makes a pitch for himself. Look at the back. My Sefer HaMapteach, you know, it's a comma on the bottom of the Sefer. Here we are. Kamosha Biyarna. So some say it means a perek hey halacha hey. Some say it's resh perek dalet, and some say it's perek hey halacha beis. Obviously, there are already three candidates in the big print. All right. In any event, let's not go into the exact pratim now. But the fact that the next words in the midrash so implies that it's the all right. So this is what the crazy place he says, it's not an external wipe, it's only something if it's bifnim befrozar, that's where it would create this suffix d'orais. Fine. Only one thing, says the Chayyot. He wasn't machmer enough. We think it's the biggest machmer in the world, not machmer enough. Why not? Because the crazy place said it's a suffix d'orais. This is worse than that. It's a valid araisa. It's a valid araisa. Because Rambam said bechetz l'shabo b'hagosha. Chazak is dachdor is valid araisa. Why? Because the cases in the Gemara which discuss these kinds of situations where it says chayovim bechatos. Chayovim bechatos. Nimsal shalo, osio. Chayovim bechatos. V'lo arminon. Shemo hagosha shamashoyim. The cave of the dam zeh vada migufa uveshas tashmish raksha anu misupokim shema lo baragosha. Right? I mean, I know cheskas dam baragosha vuhu hadin be'eid. Wow, what a chiddush that although she feels zero argosha afal pikein, it's a vadai d'oraisa. Both the Shamish and Be'ed. And this, the Binas Adam is equating the two. Equating the two. Fine. Does everyone agree with this? Does everyone agree with the Shita, with this Chumrah of the crazy you place? The Poshup Shah is not the Silv Shah in the Gemara at all. Not at all. He writes over here, just reading the Binas Adam. He says, Pshat in this shita, the motzah damai de bdika came with the vare dam zeh megufa afal gav the yesh estapek shem lo regisha vafilu omerish lo regisha havei vadai doraisa v'lo nichnas afilu beget a sofek. Why? Shechazaka shebo b'hargosha v'itolo ahergesh b'hargoshas eid, as we said back in the Afyut Ches v'chayovim chatos. Wow. However, there are some who bring a raya fakert, who bring a raya lakula. What's the raya lakula? From a hagos maimini. Hagos maimini is in Perek Dalet Os Chof. He's calling this hagos maimini as a source, he's going to refute it. What does it say over there in Perek Dalet Os Chof and Hagos Maimini? This is the case. Why should a woman check herself after Tashmish? She's coming out against that. Why is he against it? Keva de midoraisa be'inon shetargish b'psara. And she had no argosha. Ela the rabbanan asur afil the roa below argosha kimok samim veheim amru veheim amru heim amru the hecha the ascha dam asura veheim amru shalom livdok. In other words, the worst case could be the rabbanan. So why do a bedika? Says the binas adam, quoting from others. You see, klar that even though there was a tashmish. If she says lo ergashti, There's no shalav of the rice at all. So by the same token, they argue, she did a bedika and said, lo hergashti, there should be no shalav of the rice at all. So therefore, the Gemara seems to put together the same breath. The bedikas A, the bedikas shamish, the hargashas A, the hargashas shamish. Just as Agos Maimon, he says, don't do any bedikas achatash, because the worst case scenario is the rabbanim, and hey, Marmur, if she didn't see, so she's okay. So too with an A. If the crazy place is correct, every time a woman lives with a husband, there's always going to be a possibility of a daraisa. If she'll see dam immediately thereafter, we'll put two and two together. We'll put the blood together with our hagosha shamash and say she thought it was a shamash, it was really dam. And the same thing, she thought it was an aid, it was really dam. That goes smiling to say that's not even a possibility. The worst case scenario is the rabbanon him amar ve'amru. So it sounds like the machlokes in the Rashba and the Agos Maimon, mamash gedolei rishonim, not just people in the Shia. Gedolei rishonim should have argued at this very point. Says the Bina Sadam, it's not such a great raya. He says yesh litzkos the bevadayim botka matadam. Tmeim and Atora, Cheskatam v'Hagosha. Abol ein tzarech livdok, Shema timtadam, Kevan d'lohir gisha. V'zeh shekotav, Kevan d'men Atora, V'inan shetargish, V'zu, Kevan shlohir gisha, En atzricha v'dika klal, V'yach lagav d'afilu roa, V'li Hagosha tamei, Akol ponen kemo kesen, Mikom akom ein tzarech livdok, Achazma. It seems to me that the raya is better than the tchiyah. The Pashup Shot here is nothing to worry about. And the Pashup Shot in the Gemara is that way. Had the Rashba learned the Gemara? Right? The Rashba, Mishmeres Habayis, he is the source, to my knowledge, the only source in Mishonim that says that although she says Lo Hergashti, we say that she really did was Marvish. Except for the Rashba, I'm not familiar right now with other sources who, in Mishonim who give that Pshat. When the Rashba here in our Sugya doesn't say anything preferish that would seem to confirm this, he doesn't talk much about the sugya at all. In the footnotes, he doesn't say too much either. So therefore, I'm learning pshat in the Gemara and the Rashba. He didn't learn the pshat that the Pinas Adam suggested, the pshat that no one in this room thought was correct, namely that Argosha meant she felt the aid, and we say she made a mistake. No, I mean differently. The pshat in the Gemara is the pashup pshat. She was her gisha, and we say she made a mistake, and it wasn't really Agosha's down, it was only Agosha's A. That's the pshat in the Gemara. I still think even the Rashi would agree with that. But the Kedisa, the Perak, the Rashi was saying, just as she can make a mistake in one direction, so it seems to me, says the Rashi, she can make a mistake in the opposite direction as well. In either direction, she can make a mistake. And that's what some other Gedolim say. Shulchan Aruch Harav has a kutkus of Akron about it, they can make a mistake in either direction, and others say the same thing as well. Even the Sidrei Tara goes without mahalach, you can make a mistake in either direction. Okay, everyone with me so far? So again, it's a machlok. Some say if a woman sees on an aid bedika, it's a suffix daraisa. That's a crazy place. It's a vadai daraisa. And some say it's not even a shadow of the rice at all. She's Laura Gash, she's Laura Gisha. Yeah.
We suggest
it's a possibility. The Lashon of the Rashba is, I'll read you the Lashon verbatim. He says, the Vadai Migufa Aso Vargosha Asya, Ella, these are his words, the Kasavra Hargosha's Eidi to the east of the Perakarol. So, by saying the Kasava Hargosha's 80, sounds like it's calling the Gemara which has those words. Those were only found, and I can't think of that from the Zion Amid Beis, not in the Testament Alf. So, that, you may be right, but the simple reading of the Rashi is making reference to our Gemara in the Zion Amid Beis, not in the Testament Alf. So, some understand that he means, that's from the Gemara. She felt nothing, and we say that she made a mistake, and she really had Hargosha's dam, and she thought it was Hargosha's 80. That's one way to read it, I agree. But I'd rather read it, no. The Rashi read the Gemara the same way we read the Gemara. That she was the Argosha, she felt the Argosha's down. But he just says the same way you can make a mistake in one direction, you can make a mistake in the other direction. Shulbarach Rav, anyone has it here? Yeah. I'm sorry to bother you again. You know where it is? They have a the Divine Yoredeh. Yes.
So is the main problem with this reading that
The man is shot in the words of the Gemara. The all of the Agusha. Agusha what? In other words, the all of the Agusha, the Emor Hagashas Eiravoy. The simple read of those words is she felt the feeling we've been referring to until now. And the Emor, we're going to say that maybe she made a mistake and she thought it was Hagashas Eir, therefore she said, I felt no Hagashas Dab. That's a Pashup shot. The other pshat is to say, all of the agosha, all she felt was agosha's eight. Then it shouldn't have said all of the agosha ve'em agosha's eight havoy. Should have said all of the agisha ve'eight, and we'll say we're going to project that she made agosha's down.
I thought maybe in the that doesn't
read that well. Yeah.
Am I not to mean the Rashba is saying it in the Gemara, or he's saying it's based on the Gemara? I'm saying
could be the non-afkamina.
Right, it's just
could be the non-afkamina. Possible non-afkamina. Possible is an afkamina. Yeah. You're saying as follows. It's a good question. Sfeg is the rice of the chumra. Sfeg the rabbanon the kula. What's the suffix? Whether it's the rice of the rabbanon. Next week, maybe. Yeah.
Well,
it's not so clear. Let's assume for the moment, like the Mekilim in this question. Namely, if a woman says, Lo Hergashti, that there's no Shalav Hargosh, there's no Dorait to Dika Chashash. Afa Pikem, the Gemara does say in the last few lines of the Perek that if a woman sees a Masha on an Abedika, she is a Surah. Can't deny that. Question is why? So Elliot suggests she's a Surah Midirabana. She's a Surah Midirabana. Midirabana. Ah, that's the question. If why should it be us to Midirabana if it's less than a gris? We have a kula by a kesa less than a gris. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch, those who have, please, to the first page. We're going to discuss a very fundamental question. Thank you very much. A very fundamental question. The Alter Rebbe can be found. Those who want to look it up in Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's also, I think, in the Makoros, if I'm not mistaken. Supposed to be here. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Simen Kuf Pei Gimel B'Kuntres Achron. So, not slowly. He starts off the opening line in Kuntres Achron of the Alter Rebbe, Os Sukkot Beis. He says, look in the Mishmeres Habayis. He quotes it verbatim. Eid Abodak Tumei Anita Devada Migu Fasil Vargosha Ela De Kastava Vuchuli. And he quotes a Rashi that way. Rashi dab gimel of an alf isha margeshes fiatma, says Rashi, but came with lo argesha me esmol vadai hashta b'vdikas eid nafik. He understands that to mean that the b'vdikas eid is itself for hagosha. One can be Rashi completely differently, but not going into that. But with mitalina the hagosha's eid afilu the kula, not to be with time the truma me eid li eid, to go back with some time, shalom the time of the mafreya. Chazaka alim tohi, as the Rambam says, we saw before. Chazaka shabar b'hagasha. Hillel does not argue with Shammai in the first sugya, and Tosfos does not argue with Rashi in this particular nakuda. Fine. And he quotes the Sefer Atruma with respect to a makkah, but they haven't got that makkah yet. We're not sure if it's dam or not. No. Hechmer b'bdika kimo b'hagasha. And he quotes the Truma Sadesha, said about the Beis Yosef, end of Kuf Pei Zayin, the Sugyas of Maka, Sveik is alright. Then he quotes our Gemara, And our Rashi, La'olam the Agasha, we just read it before. La'olam the Agasha. So he quotes Rashi here on Daf Nun Zayin Omid Beis. One second. What does Rashi say? La'olam the Agasha. Please. We don't have the olam, there's the word the Agasha. Bishas Tadika. V'agul lahachitar, because the olam the emar hagoshes eid avoy shetziarasa b'dika. So, hey, Rashi is the pashup shat in the Gemara. He concedes that mash is a pirish b'asuga kipashta the argisha mamish, and he quotes the Rambam, the same Rambam. The Rambam said, "How do we know about the Rambam? We mentioned the Rambam already the first day." About this Zaza. Where did we get it from? I told you it was in passing. Because the Rambam Perakei, Halacha Yudzayin, in quoting our Sugya, Rambam says about Hishtina, Afilu Higish Gufa Vin Zaza, which is what we call it, that's classical source, Rambam holds out to Agosha, Eina Choshesh, why? Shagoshes Meirag Layim Izu. It's a Klor Rambam. She, the Pshat in the Sugya is, she felt Agosha. And we, the big Mechilim, these renegade rabbis, are going to suggest something radical. Radical renegade rabbis are going to say that what she says, her gashti, it doesn't mean Hagoshes Dam. It only means that she had Hagoshes Eid or Hagoshes Meraglaim, etc. That's Pashup Shana Ram. That's Pashup Shana Ram. That's Pashup Shana Gemara. So the Gemara was meant to have Amar, Lahakil, but not Lahachmir. The Maksha didn't know that because the renegade rabbis can be so makel. Haino lahokil b'dargisha mamish. But catch this line, it's an amazing line. Ava lahachmir b'dalo argisha. No such gemara, right? No one ever discussed it. So I would have said, no one doesn't discuss this because it's not true. No, backwards. L'chulei alma min en hachi. That's obvious, the amachmir. The machin didn't know if we go the kula, but everyone agreed to go the chumra. I don't know, what can I tell you? I would not have said that, but that's what the Alter Rebbe suggests. And he quotes the Rambam we saw earlier, Reish Perek Tes, Kemosha B'yarnu. What's Kemosha B'yarnu? What does it mean, Kemosha B'yarnu? We discussed before, it means Kemosha B'yarnu. It refers back to, we quoted the Alter Rebbe, one of the pshat that we have sort of seen in the Sefer Mafteach. It goes back to Perek Hei, Halacha Hei. He suggests, when he writes, Dam Shenimsa Befrozdoz, if it's found in a Lulu, this big problem with the anatomy of this Lulu story, I don't know what to do with it. Harei Zatomei, Shechezkoso Min, Hacheder, and in order for it to be tameh on the level of Doraisi, it's self and kosher, the whole story, it has to be Behar Gosha. That's how the Alter Rebbe understood this Rambam. In any event, this is what he says. He's suggesting a chumrah. I'm going to prove it to you, says Alter Rebbe. I'm going to show it conclusively and definitively as the shadow of the right over here. How's he going to prove it? Re'eze matosi, I discovered America. A proof, positive. She'ev she'klal omar shu'isa de'rabbonim ish'utumas k'samam l'chut. Can't be. Why? Di'im kain botka b'dava she'ena mekabel tuma tahora. Come up, but for kakaola, v'zaino, d'ha ikar abediki b'tzemer gefen, shena makabel tuma, as it says in the Gemara, the gam tzemer stam, it's not makabel tuma, that's tovui pish. What else story? Elavai the lekalem adiyama adu b'drabbanon. Avada b'dikas the daraisa. No, if the b'dikas is daraisa, we understand why it's a problem, even in the dharma ain't a makabel tuma. And let's add something even more important. Let's see what, even less than the gris. The fact that even a mashu makes the tummy in before Shigamara, that's quoting Shulchan Aruch, is itself as a proof positive to the Alter Rebbe that we're talking about a level of the Oraita. Had it been the Rabbanon, it would have been mutter less than the gris in Enem Akabal Tuma. This is his logic. So now, the first page of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pegi, well, the opening page, is a very fundamental dispute. Shulchan Aruch, somewhat surprisingly, yes. You talk about the status of the dam itself. We'll have to get that maybe today, most likely tomorrow. Yes. What the Alter Rebbe said? Let's repeat. Out the Rebbe is going to try to prove to us that an Eid B'dika is a Shalom of the Oraisa. That had been a the Rabbanon, he says, there'd be no need to be Machmir for an Eina Mekabel Tuma. Because we have a Sugah here in the Gemara, but the Karka Olam, that a Kesem and Eina Mekabel Tuma is Mutter. Yet, a blood found in Eid B'dika, which is Eina Mekabel Tuma, is Otter. What's the difference? The difference must be, the Karka Olam is no Shash HaGosha, and therefore it's only the Rabbanon would make it. But be bedika, shalom with our eyes, so we have to be machmir. That's his verse.
And that proves that, like, we would give her, like, something she said she can have, and we would tell her she had a question?
That's correct, at least we suffer. Otherwise, why are we machmir in the Makabo Tumah? Now, the Shulchan Aruch said the opening line, Isha Shayasa Dami Makora, but may bones be merotim, Tumea Mahusha Tavish be Tiyasa. So we asked the question already yesterday, or the day before, what do you mean, Husha Tavish be Tiyasa? That is a daraisa requirement. But with the Rabbanon, she is asura even in the absence of a hargosha. So some suggest, the very two lines that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, "Afilu lo rasa elatipas dam kechardol yosheves alav shivinakim." Aha! For the tipas dam kechardol, so one drop of blood, much less in the grit, the only time she's ever going to be asura on the tipas dam kechardol is when for who shetagish b'tiyos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch mentioned in Hargosha, because he was anticipating the next line, which says tipas dam kechardol. Says the Sefer Torah Hashlamim. First, mamash, this opening line, this is about Minchas Yaakov, it's all the old one. Afal gavzim is borla kamon simu kufzari sif aleph. The afal gavzim lo hergisha rak beketna v'yamal gufa o al hachaluka tumeya. Hainu, kishir godol kigris v'o, kimu vula kamon. Hamachaber de boloma ashi tumeya, afil de batipa stam kecharol, al kain kosav v'stam Shahushit Bahusha Targish. Without Hargosha, there's never a problem of Tipas Dam Kekardal.
So therefore, a
Badika
without a Hargosha would be.
Oh. It's an oxymoron. A Badika without a Hargosha. Because we're suggesting now, according to the Rashba, that every Badika is a Chashash Hargosha.
Is that what he means?
Perhaps. Perhaps. Says the Gilyan Maharsha on that same line of let's see if we can find it. It's going on the Shach. The Shach said, Vahusha Targish, Hainu mid the Oraita, Aval mid the Rabbanan Tmeya, Afal Pi Shaloh Yagisha. Okay, we know that. What kind of case are we talking about? Midirabon and Tmeya, Afal Pisha Lohir Gisha. So according to the Torah Tashlamim, it's only referring to a case where she saw Kigris V'Oth. But since we're discussing Tipus Dam Kachal, you require Hagasha. So according to the Torah Tashlamim, if you know for a fact that it's coming out of her body, but it's less than the size of a gris, and there's no Hagasha, what's the din? According to the Torah Tashlamim, Rabbos, what's the din? Torah. Come to the Gilead of Mashah, quoting from the Crazy Plati, and says, not true. Not true. The after part of the Mikigris came in the Odash, the Yotam Igufa, Yeshua Mishim Kesen. The Hashir Rak Lahotzi Misafik Makolet. Who said so? Tiferes Yisrael Hagon Rav Yonatan Zal. That's the crazy place here. There's different names. Rav Yonatan Abshir. Here's a fundamental dispute, Rabbi Osai. What is the nature of the Shir of Kigris Va'or with respect to a Keser? According to the crazy place, it's only a technical matter. Just to demonstrate, it's not coming from a bedbug. According to the Torah Tashlamim, no. Kak Tiknu Chachamim. Kak Tiknu Chachamim. That as long as it's less than the size of a gris and there's no Hargosha, she is Muteres. Kak Tiknu Chachamim. Even if you know it's Varei Migufa. This is a machlokus in the Din D'Rabbanan, Rabbosai. Till now we were discussing the much more fundamental point, the Shalva D'Oraita. Now we're going down to a level of the D'Rabbanan. What's the din of a kesem vadai migufa? There's no hargosha, clearly it's a kesem. Vadai migufa, less than the size of a kigrit. Mahadin. Is it us or is it Muslim? The machlokus gedolei apostle on the very first page of Hilchos Nidin Shulchan Aruch. The crazy place. He is Mahmir. And the Torah Shishlam is made. It of course deserves the treatment by the Sidrei Tara as well. And we have the Torah Shulchan Aruch. You have that edition? On the side there, where it tells you to look on the Sidrei Tara. Is that going to have to pay us?
Yeah.
What does it tell you to look? Simon Kuf Samach? I mean, that's the one. Simon Kuf Sadi Sifkot Samach Al Odri. That's what I was looking after. So thank God we have a beautiful Maftea, which I don't have it in this edition, but it's okay. Take a look in Kupsari Sif Kotten Samach Aleph. Reviewing again. Again, in my edition, Kwan from the Shut Mi'il Tzedaka Simen Chaf. What's called Od Ra'isi? You know what it's called? Od Ra'isi. This is false. Pasha Le Bazeh Hashir Tzarek Al Kalponim Mishim Nekol Shul Vepochas Mikigris Vadai Lo Gazu Rabbanan Di Al Kayote Bezu Lo Hoysek Zerotam Afalpi the Vadai Miguf Asya, black and white. The Mil Stoga the same as the Torah Tashlamim. Kol She'ena Vayadei B'dika L'Matiyas Kesem. Ukemo Shalom Gozu Al-Aksamim V'Beget Tavua V'Chayotei Bo. Lachi Pshit Lei Devina Kigris V'Yod. Period. Says the Sidrei Tara. V'Lo Yodati Maka Omar. What are you talking about? I don't see what you're saying. What do you say? It's not true. It's not true. Talinim and Makolet. Well, he says, well, that's the reason for it. But once that's the reason for it, then there's a low plug. Kevin told by Gosha Chazia Torah Ben HaTorah Ben Rabban HaTmea Heim Amru Veheim Amru Kol Pogos Migris Torah Lo Chilgu Ben Kesem Shechachar Ben Kesem Odom Black and or red. Makolas can only be if it's red. So the Raven in fact says if it's black and less than the size of a
makolas is awesome. That's what the rabbi writes in the Baal HaNefesh. Anyone have a, by the way, for future sure, anyone have the nice Baal HaNefesh, the one, the nice edition? Came in a B'nai Brak, you have that one? I may need it later, not for this moment. Elevad I svilu la poskim the cave and the chacham and lo gozu al kesin the pochus miki kris viot afilu hecha the lek ala mitli bin acholes afilu ibadah migufa asya shuva and the chalik ben kesin the kesin elevachol amaras ksamim lo gozu at sheva kashir. And then he quotes the Minchas Yaakov. It means the Torah Tashlamim. Says exactly the same thing. But then he says, and he has died, he ain't the ran the chonim. They're all wrong. That's what he holds, like it's a Pharisee Yisrael, like the crazy place, like a Yonatan Nebuchadnezzar. So Machlokos Gedolei HaPoskim, here's the Machlokos and Adin DeRabbanim. What's the nature of the halacha of Kegris V'od? Is it a low plug? Less than the Gris is Mutter, no matter what? Or no? It's to be attributed to a bed bug. Cannot attribute to a bed bug, then not. This is, of course, extremely relevant to Mananu. I hope there are no bed bugs in your house. I won't ask for a poll. But I sure hope that in all the Bokram, I don't know, living in the Smicha province, I don't know what to say about that. I heard about there are other kinds of creatures that inhabit the place. So I don't want to take any achrayus for that, for those places. But married couple, I sure hope there are no bed bugs in the bed. And therefore, we would say, that's it. You can't be making with manazeh. There's no makolos with manazeh. So we should tzidcha be machmir. But if you hold the cooler, it's not the cooler. There is, however, an additional dimension to that shaila. So I was going to wait for a little bit longer, but since I came up, let me tell you something about it right now. The riff, some of you may have seen the riff in Hilchas Nida. He has a fairly brief summation of Hilchas Nida. For those who don't look now, it's okay, just to give you an idea. It starts on up Aleph with Beis in Dapir Riff. It's printed in Masechta Shavuos. And the whole halachas of Nida, before you get to Hilchas Mikvah, the whole thing, mamish, the whole thing ends in the top of Hamad Aleph. The fancy is Beis, Gimel, Dalet. It's really three dapim, three double dapim, and a little bit, a little change. Very little there. We begin to wonder why. I don't know. For some reason it wasn't Marachan this. Yes?
If you assume that,
So in this entire 3.5 pages, the word kesem is not found. Not it. And we have so many halachas. Our paragraph, the whole paragraph is all about summon. So many details. Mekabel tuma, not mekabel tuma, pochas migris, yosa migris. What else? Tavua, not tavua, machlokas out of paskin, the rush is marach. Silence. Absolute silence. From a Vajja quote, the Sefer HaEshkol. Does anyone have the Torah Tobias here? A Vajja Sefer? Don't have it yet? Okay, so you can look it up yourself. You have it? No, not today. So the Taras Abayas quotes the Sefer HaEshkol, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, the rabbi of his father-in-law, who said, I know Pshat in the Rif. The Rif maintains that there are no longer Ksamim Bizman Hazem. That's quite a whopping Kiddush. Why is no Ksamim Bizman Hazem? For the following reason. Let's take a step backwards. Why the Chazal takes some of them are a problem? If in fact there's no Hargosha, and in the absence of Hargosha there's no Dita Zoraisa, why are we making these women's lives miserable? What is this? If there's no Hargosha, no Dita Zoraisa, they'll leave well enough alone. So the Sefer Eshkol implies, and it's explained as great as for the Chassam Sofer, in the quote of Rabbi Avadja, the Pshat is as follows. The Dam itself, the dam itself, which emerges from the woman's body, is mitame mid'oraisa. If you recall, we saw the Psukim in Parshas Metzora, talks about Tumah. Tumah not limited to a husband and wife. Tumah can refer to a garment upon which the blood falls, a mishkav, a whole kinds of different possibilities. So, if the dam comes out without hargasha, and is assuming for the moment it's metame any object upon which it falls, which it touches, so how's it going to look? Dam is going to fall on the garment. They say, Rabbi, what's the status of the garment? What's the rabbi going to say? Tame. And what's my status, Rabbi? Muteris. It's like what's called a chuchot lula. Rabbi, make up your mind. Right? Either this is dam nida or not dam nida. If it's dam nida, the garment is tame and the woman is asura. If it's not dam nida, so the woman's muteris and the garment is tar. What is this? Get split. So for this reason, according to this understanding, the Chachamim introduced the Chumrah with respect to Ksamim, since the Meikar Adin, the garments, are Tumeim. For that reason, the Chacham had no choice but to say on the level of the Rabbanan that the woman is Asura Lebaila. It shouldn't be a Chukha Tlula, it shouldn't look like a joke. Says the Sefer Eshkol Pshat Nerif. That was then. That was then, when we had to worry about Tumah V'Tahara, and the literal sense, they had a base on Mikdash, they had Truma, whatever they had. They had Eifa Pora, whatever. Today, we have none of the above. And since we have none of the above, the laws of whether this blood is Tameh, to be Metameh, the garment or not, are completely irrelevant. Since they're completely irrelevant, there's no longer any need for us to say that this woman is Asura Lebaila. Why should we? All the reason we said it in the first place is why? Because otherwise it would look like a farce. The garment is Tameh and the woman is Tar. But now who's asking about any garments? Taking the garment is nothing. There's no Tumah V'Tahara Bizman Hazeh. This is the Eshkol's Pshat in the Rif. Well, that's like some completely. Fine. However, Rabosai, we don't paskin that way. Not the Rambam, not the Rosh, not the Tur, not the Shulchan Aruch. We all assume that the laws of Tumah do apply to this very day, which we'll be discussing at some length. But the question, of course, becomes, what's wrong with the logic of the Sefer Eshkol? It makes a lot of logical sense. Gevaldic logic. Yeah?
Is it like Rashi that's
Rigisha Valavadad? If it's Rigisha Valavadad, you have a much bigger problem on your hand. You have a Shara Vadaraisa. And again, how in the world are we ever going to be Makel in the Shara of the Sun? No, Hey Mamar Behemamru means assuming there's no Argosha. Once you admit to the possibility of Rigisha Valavadad, not the Haim anymore. Shashra Chok. Okay. Yeah. Anup Shad is saying. He's saying the Shash Argosha is remote, unlikely. On the level of the Raisa, we ignore it. We only worry about it on the level of Dirabonon. So therefore, it's only Dirabonon, Behemamru, and therefore what? Some will still apply. Why?
Because
so you're saying like this, that some of it exists, as Rashi said, because of Shash Argosha. It's a remote Shash Argosha. Whenever there's a remote Shashar Gosha, the Chachamim were mitame. You're thinking a new shot. Not bad, according to Rashi. In fact, Rashi didn't say that has to do with the possibility of Hargosha. You're saying that we have to assume it's knocked down to a Drabana level. There are some who say it that way. Well, the Gemara now, that's the Dynamit Bay, suggested Hargosha Malavadata. On a level of Doraisa, that's before the Gemara knew about the specific talks. That same specific talk, Samach Aleph, go by if he talks about this. That's before the Gemara knew the last line that Shmuel's Matamah with the Rabbanan. Once the Gemara knows that, so therefore we can either reject completely the Svara of Agash of Alava Daita, or you can reduce it to a Svara of the Rabbanan. If you're saying that's a try suggesting, oh, it's a possibility, yes.
Just because reasons for the Rabbanan go away,
that's what the Chasam Sofer says. The Chasam Sofer says, just because reasons for a Din the Rabbanan go away, doesn't mean you just wave the whole Din away. What do we call that? What else do we call it? Davar Shebe Minyan. a davar shemamin tzarach min yinachalati, which we don't have. And therefore, we observe the laws of tzumim today, you know, the reasons don't apply. We have many cases like that. That's what the Chasam Sofer said. Yes?
Would the
Eshkol
say that any
chomer we find
in the Gemara by
Nida,
by
Zera,
Rebbe, that's
because of Taras? I'm saying, those are all found in the Rif. Those do apply with Banazah. Yeah?
What basis does he have for asserting in the context of Tzumim that it's limited to Taharu? Does the Gemara ever give us any clue that Tzumim are only for Taharu?
The only clue we have, a possible clue, we'll have to discuss details either tomorrow, maybe even next week. That reminds of schedule. Talmidim requested, at least for the duration of finals, that we say she had 11:30. Or 11:30 till 1 or earlier. Okay, so 11:30, is that good? That's for the starting from tomorrow till next Wednesday, for a whole week. Right? Sunday, do we have shiur? That's most people want to Sunday. Well, again, 11:30. So Blineta is starting from tomorrow, Thursday, till next Wednesday. She will be 11th of those. I want to know, because Tuesday have a schedule issue. What's the earliest time it could be in this room for shiur? Realistically speaking. 7 in the morning? 8 in the morning? 6:30 in the morning? Before Shacharit? Okay, I'm not sure it's going to be on Tuesday. I have a Dintara, which I was scheduled before I knew about the shiur. So either the Dintara moves, or the shiur moves, or the no shiur. I don't know. But that's Tuesday is a bit of a problem.
Can we come watch? I've never seen one. This is also Torah, right?
This is Torah, but this is the kind of Torah that's sad Torah, very sad Torah. You would not be uplifted by it. And you'll ever get into the world of the Torahs. Most of the Torahs are not based on the lumbus of the Ktois and the deceivers. We had such a good schmack about the Kama. This year, all kinds of lumbus, the shach, and the schmack. None of the above. It's never a man and a lady, and they're fighting with each other, and it's very sad, and nobody supports the children. That's what we're dealing with, you know. Much less dramatic in the halachic sense, much more dramatic in the human sense. So yeah, Rachmanis and the Talmidim, you shouldn't have to be birthed with these kinds of things until you have to, you know. Yes, I'm sorry.
In terms of we were discussing before about Taharos,
right?
Gemara on the Chesam Beis, I think, is mashma that there's no, that there is an issue of Lila.
No, there's no question it needs to the Baila. Oh, Chas V'Shalom. Everything needs to the Baila. But the question is, why is it needs to the Baila? So the Eshkol says, the reason why...
According to the Rift, the Rift said that the whole thing, but the only...
Even if my name doesn't need to the Baila, even after there's no longer Taurus, you have to do your homework. When did Taurus cease to exist? Not necessarily as Masha Chorah Beis HaMikdash. You may find an Amora who's worried about something does not necessarily prove that it exists after the cessation of Taurus, because Taurus to some halachas, trumas, etc., may have existed for a long time. Today, to my knowledge, there's no one gives truma to a kohen today. There's no kohen purports to be taught. But that wasn't, you find it, I think. Truma tmeya, burn for licht. But to eat truma, no Kohen has eaten truma that I know of in the last X years. I'm just not sure what the X is. What is the X? When do we know? When is the last recorded Kohen who ate truma? That'll be part of the answer to your question. Okay, well, Shimon Gamliel was pretty early. He has an Amora. Oh, Shimon Gamliel. That proves nothing. Proves nothing. Rav Shimon Gamliel was shortly after the Churban. Rav Shimon Gamliel we're talking about in Shas. Rav Shimon Gamliel means Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe's father, as opposed to the Rav Shimon Gamliel who was killed by the Romans. Whose mamash is my message? That we read about it on Tishah B'av Yom Kippur. He and Rabbi Yishmael were killed at the same time. That was Rav Shimon Gamliel, son of the original Rabbi Gamliel Azake. Mamash from Sarabu Gemalt. That was Vichon Oraya. But even the title of Rashi Mengel, who lived a bit later, two generations later, there was still Taurus then. That evidently to that. Yes. Yeah. No one has Taurus of Bayit today. I'm sorry. I think I wrote that on what page it's on somewhere. I think it's written down by me somewhere. What page it's on? Hold on a second.
For this question.
I have to find it. I don't know where it is. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to spend your time. 1 minute. I think it's written down where. 1 minute, please. Please be patient. Minute, try to find what I wrote down so I can say what. I can't find it right now. If someone's written down by me, if someone please bring in the Torah by tomorrow, please bring in from Rabbi Avadia Sefer and I'll read it to you.
I was suggesting that that's the language.
Yeah.
Whenever you have a machlokas kapotke with strong spurs on either side for an issue of Kesavim, then you can rely on.
B'chlal the Gemara is b'ksavim shalom lahakol. What's the point to be makel? But let me go further. I want to go further than that. This, yes.
Okay.
What's the question?
I just don't understand. According to this whole thing, the Zman Beis Hamikdash, the whole idea was the ending of kegris and less than a kegris.
Right.
That less than a kegris, everything.
Bed bugs.
But I'm saying we said that whenever something we don't want to be parallel, just like whenever somebody's going to be tame, you know, the tame thing. Then she's
going to
be
upset about.
So it's less than a grist. Isn't it still
going to
be
a Tommy
thing?
No. We're going to attribute to it to a bedbug. The garment will be Torah and the woman will be Torah. The only possible source that has to do with Torah is the Gemara. We just learned. Ein a makabel tuma is ein a makabel ksamen. Why is that? Where the cop is, of course, it's in the Rabbanan. But why should it be so? So there are those who say, you know why it's so? For this very reason, if it's mekabel tuma, we are forced to say that the beggar is tame. So we are forced to say the isha is asura. Should be a chukat lula. But if the surface upon which the kesem is found is ain't a mekabel tuma, we don't have to make a decision, a judgment about this object. It's not mekabel tuma. So we're free to say, let's stick to the d'oraisa and let the woman remain to us through mutera and sabayla. Yes,
sir. Is there any other way to answer that tomorrow?
Yes, we'll see very soon. I don't know if it's today, that there are many posts who don't learn that pshat in the Gemara. Who don't learn that pshat in the Gemara. That's the most logical, beautiful, gewaldic pshat. Doesn't mean everyone holds that way. We'll have to discuss these. What kind of tumah must be in the Kabbalah? That's going to be a bit of a complicated story. Yes?
You need to learn that pshat in the Gemara. You still could say that was part of the original Tatana. I mean, that was the only exception they made in the original Tatana, but then Chasam Sofer is a Dovah Shiv meaning it's still a Dovah Shiv meaning the entire Tatana. As a whole, it's still Dovah Shiv Minyan, so it's still
at home. Correct! So we're going to say as follows. Bizmanenu, we still maintain the laws of Ksamim for the Dovah Shiv Minyan. And we maintain the laws of Ksamim today just as we maintain them then. We're not required, Rabotai, to be any more machmir today than they were machmir then. Even though in the intrinsic logic of the coolest of Ksamim, they should not apply with my name. Most obvious one is less than the grit. Even today we can no longer attribute it to a bedbug. We can say, look, you want to be logical? There should be no Ksamim at all with my name. Because the garments are not the time of the garments, no Ksamim of the time is my name of Bechlal. So therefore, today, it's only a low plug of yesteryear, and therefore we can be make a less than the grist no matter what. Repeat again. There are those poskim who maintain that even Mizmana Gemara, we saw this in Retara phrase so eloquently, even Mizmana Gemara, it was an absolute low plug lakula, anytime it's less than the grist, even though we know it can't be Vada Megufa. But even if one wants to assume the more strict view, which says that Mizmana Gemara was only a Tliya, that you could not be told, we'd have to answer it. As the Rambam said, for example, if it's a black stain, when we could not attribute it to a bed bug, but only to her. So therefore, a black stain, we would have to ask even less than Sazak Grit. Even if that were true, that's the Rambam Shita. But, a red stain today, even though a red stain today is like a black stain of then, would be mutter anyway. even though the logic wouldn't apply. Why? Because we had no law, we had no law to be any more machmir bismanenu than they were machmir on samim bisman tuma v'tara. Everyone following me? This is the ikur yisod of the chasam soma. So let's repeat again. We can say that we have rights to be lenient in various laws of samim, let's say less than the size of the grits. Even if we know about every gufa, so we started the discussion of machlokos with all the achronim. We can be makers for one of two reasons. Either or we can take it one step further and say, even if you want to argue that Bismana Gemara was Asur, Bismanena should be Mutter because of the logic of the Chasam Sof. Everyone with me? Oh. So once we're on this topic, we'll just jump a little bit ahead and say, discuss the other two major leniencies with the Kamsuk Ksam. There are three very, very critical leniencies with the Kamsuk Ksam. We live with these leniencies. One was less than the size of a penny. Grits is about a penny. Give me a little headline. Grits is a certain measurement. It's approximately the size of a United States penny. It's one of the uses the United States penny has nowadays to measure some. Yeah. All right? Now, there are two other big leniencies, major leniencies, both of which, you know, are we have to understand. One is Eina Mekabeltum. So that way, if you learn the Pashup Shot the way we learned before, it's Kavaldic, right? Because they never made a Xerah B'chiyah Gavna, because they never had Tumah V'Tara. But the third one, which is the most prevalent in Manenu, is the Kesem on something which is colored. The circle later on in the Gemara, that it's a Machlokes, the Machlokes of Rishon had a Pasen, I think the Ramban is Machmir. But with the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mekel, like the Rambam and Rov Rishonim, that if a woman sees a kesem on a beged tzivoni, muteris. And the question is, why in the world should she be muteris? Why? The Ramah says a woman whose Torah should is encouraged to wear beged tzivoni. Why should she make herself prophet? But why? Why? So, this can also be found in the Torah Tabayis. If you bring it tomorrow, I'll show you what's inside. You know, in the Gemara, there were Gedolei Olam who were able to distinguish between one kind of red and another kind of red. Often the sugya is back in the early part of the Masechta. Some red was considered to be a problem, and there was certain red that they had a Masorah. This red is not considered to be Damnin. However, how do they say it in the Pasuk? Ki polem imchadom al ha-mishpat bein dam ledam. Both reddish, but one is damnida, one is not damnida. That requires an absolutely perfect background. It has to be on a white background. If it's not on a white background, we cannot make this. No matter who you are, even then you couldn't figure out. It's a little yellowish, a little pinkish, a little bluish in the background can prevent you from discerning between one kind of dam and another. So therefore, Bismana Talmud, if a woman would see on a yellow garment or a pink or blue garment some dam, so the Chachamim decided to be Mekel. After all, there's no Hargosha. So Midoraisa, it's Mutter. And true that there's, we often find Chumash Rabbanan, such as in a Kesem on Beged Lavan. But there, look, you have a fair shot. The Chacham who sees it can be mavkin ben dam ledam, but it would need the blood or some other kind of blood, which is not really asura. Does not make her asura. So since they had a fair shot, the Chacham threw at us this chumrah that if in fact the beggar is mekabel tumah, and we want to make her tmei as well, because after all that makes logical sense, it shouldn't be an inconsistency. And after all, the Rav has the opportunity, but it's not exactly dam nida, he'll say it's mutzah. Once that possibility doesn't exist, so you're going to end up making so many chumras that even a woman who's dam is not really dam neither, because it's on an imperfect background, the chacham can't tell the difference, have to go so far to be machmir in that direction, say that's too much. That's too much. Rather, we decided that if the beggar she'ena makabel, but that beggar tzivoni, we can't get a perfect look at it, we have a right to be makel and say, b'chi agavna, lo gazarna, lo gazar. Fine. The problem is, Bismanenu, there's just about no rub in the world that's makel on red. We know it's red and coming from her, but that's a maka. We have to answer it. No. If that's the case, we should go back to the drawing board and say, Bismanenu, we should say that a woman who sees a ketzam and a beggar tzavua should be asura. No difference in tzavua and asura. Bismanenu, we don't have this, we can no longer discern between one kind of dam and another kind of dam. Says a Ravajan, Tara Sabayas, and again, it also goes back a little to Chassam Sofer, the same answer. You want to be logical? By all logic, we should be making an all some of Bismanazeh. Only reason we ask the Ksam of Bismanazeh is a Dovish of a minion. We need not be any more machmir than they were Bismana Gemara. Bismana Gemara, they were experts in seeing dam and distinguishing between one kind of red and another. We couldn't. They didn't want to be machmir if it's found in a yellow, pink, or a light blue garment. Even today, that we all read their answer. So there's no intrinsic distinction between white, red, blue, pink, and it's all the same. Alpha Pekin, we accept the leniencies of yesteryear. The whole thing is only Osaka the Vedavashib and Minyan. These are Yisardis and Ilchus Ksamim, which everyone agrees to, but they're extraordinarily important. Yes?
So, we're able to explain how we apply this Yisod to the case of where she did a Vedika and she passed off as the risk. Why were Mikkel and that not being more? Because you don't
want to
be more
after
than the
Gemara? No. A woman did a pedik and found pachas and pekagris in the Befura Shigemara, that is awesome. That's what we just had. End of the term. Why it's awesome, we still have, the jury is still out. Some say it's Vada Daraisa, because she certainly had Argosha. Some say Savik Daraisa, maybe she had Argosha. And some say, even though she had no Argosha, but as Eli said, Chachamim Asidit. Chachamim Asid Eide Pedik. Of course, the question is why? Why do you want to persecute the Jewish woman? Why did the Chachamim say that an Eid B'dika Mashu is Aser, an Eid Mekabel Tumah is Aser, after the Alter Rebbe said, I'm proving from here that it must be a Daraisa, because why would the rabbis want to make life miserable for these women? Yes, according to those poskim, I think it's a large group of poskim hold, that there's no Shash Daraisa by an Eid B'dika. So why in the world is it Aser Midrabanan? An Eid B'dika with a mashu. Right. Why?
I mean, that mashu that affirms within that third possibility that the Eid B'dika mashu is within Darabanan, then there's that
mashu that affirms. Whether it would apply to a ketem vada megufa. Machlokas between the Tiferet Yisrael and the Gilead and the Torah Tashlam.
That's not the same as
Eid B'dika? You can't argue. I'm sorry, I'd love to agree with you, but you can't argue on that one. As a Mefurash Gemara, that an Eid B'dika mashu is no good. I think about afternoon test something else. You don't know why. Why is it no good? That's the question. Why? Yeah? Again, if you hold like the Tiferet Yisrael, that even if it's found on a garment, if it's Vada Megufa, it's a blanket, he said, the Rabbanon, obviously on an Eid B'dika. But if you assume, but if you hold it to Torah Tashlamim, who said that a mashu found on the garment is mutter, even it's Vada Megufa. Why? Because Lohir Gisha, and if you assume that even in the case of an Eid B'dika, and she says Lohir Gashti, it's also, we don't worry that it was Argosha. This begs the question, why is it that an Eid B'dika a mashu is Asur, and a mashu on a garment is Mutter, even if Yavada Yotze Megufa? What's the difference? The only thing which an Eid B'dika has, which a Kesem ordinarily might not have, is Vada Megufa. But if the Torah Tashlamim says that a kesem which is vadai migufa, less than the grist, is mutter, so why should they bedika be also? Eli says, yeah, why? Because the Gemara said so. I answered the Gemara said so. We want to know why. Why did the Chachamim make this extra chumrah? Why? I'm just asking the Talmidim. Why? Why would they make such a thing? Why should they do such a thing? Again, if it's Shashar Gosh, I understand. Yeah? Anyone? Yeah?
Based on the discussion, it would seem that the Torah Tashlam has to be a little bit So Rashi says that the reason why we're not going to aid is because of Vada Migufa.
Vada Migufa.
That would be in line with
the Rabbionis and Ebershitz, right?
But according to the Shlomo,
that says what? That even Vada Migufa is mutter. So why in the world is an aid Vadika author? Mean it's the Chashash HaGasha. Okay. That's the first two answers, the Chashash HaGasha or a Vaday HaGasha. But if there's no HaGasha, then where are we coming from? So what David is suggesting, so we're gonna have to pick our poison, he suggests. I don't like to pick poison. He wants me to pick one of my two poisons. I don't know if you can get me out of this, I'd be appreciative by tomorrow. I'm saying poison. He's saying pick your poison. Either you follow the Chumrah of the Rajba, that every bedikah is a chashash hagasha, or follow the chumrah of the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason that if it's vadai migufa, it's going to be also b'mashahu even without our hagasha. You give me, a, tell me to pick my poison. That's the Rajba then.
That wouldn't apply to hagasha.
What does that mean? That's the Rajba. That's what he's talking about. Slow. So far, I'm told to pick my poison. Either accept the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason's chumrah that a mashu on a garment is osam b'derabanan, or maybe go from the frying pan to the fire, maybe, to assume that every aid is a chashash hargasha, and if you have a shadow, it's alright. There seems to be no way to avoid swallowing one of these cups of poison. Yes?
Can you just say the Gemara on the text meant to stam, that a stam bedika say there is a hargasha, but like the Rashi, but she says vade lo hargasha, so nakinami, we'll be makil.
Aha. So what, this is a way out of all the poison. When the Gemara said on Absalom test that talking about an aid, it's talking about an aid where there was a Hagasha, and with the assumption that at least in those days, that was Stam of the Mils. Gemara didn't say Beferish there was a Hagasha, it was Stam aid. So if that was Stam of the Mils, which maybe would be different, we'll cancel that, we'll talk about tomorrow then. Yes?
I would have said that even if there was, you don't have to. Meaning one could follow Rabbi Yonason and say that when it comes to a bedika, that when it comes to a normal kesef, which is a sabi migufo, sabi ain't a migufo, that's the whole shiloh, what is the din, is it migufo or not, that's when we have the din of grits. But this bedika is not a kesef. There's no din kesef on a bedika cloth because it's not a sabi migufo, sabi ain't a migufo. It's vada migufo. So the chacham where goes to that in a situation, it's hakana, a blanket hakana, and a kesef, or it could have been pulled on a grit.
Very good. Ellie now wants to say the following step. This is Gavalik. He's saying like this, that since in the case of most ksamim, we don't know if it's a gufa or not. The Chacham had a low plug l'kula. Any ksamim you happen to be vada migufa, we'll make it anyway. Until it starts to agree. But since the aid, generally speaking, is what? Vada migufa. Right? Vada damida. So then, they didn't make this kula. So I can avoid both poisons again. I love this. The Talmidim are great. They have two ways to avoid this, both either poison. So come back tomorrow, 11:30, and we'll discuss Sam Chaim of Torah, not poison.